صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Fatima al-Ma'suma is the daughter of Imam Musa al-Qadhim, the seventh Imam, and the sister of Imam Ali al-Ridha, the eighth Imam, peace be upon them all. She was known by many titles, but most famously known as al-Ma'suma, the infallible one, which was taken from a famous narration of Imam al-Ridha, which states, "Whoever visits al-Ma'suma in Qum, it is as if he has visited me." She is also known as Karimat Ahlul Bayt, which means the generous and kind one of the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him. When she was born, it brought great happiness to her family, and was raised and guided under the care of her mother, her father Imam Musa al-Qadhim, and her older brother Imam Ali al-Ridha, peace be upon them. Therefore, she had the best of moral virtues, honesty, patience, endurance, generosity, and worship. Fatima al-Ma'suma spent the first 6 years of her life by the side of her noble father, which she utilized to the maximum, learning all she could from him. One day, the cruel Khalif Harun al-Rashid arrested and imprisoned her father, Imam Musa, because of his influence and status. The separation from her father was very difficult for her. She longed to see her father again, but this was not to be, because the family of the Imam learnt of his death within the prisons of Baghdad. Many years went past while she was benefiting under the care of her brother Imam al-Ridha. However, Al-Ma'mun, the son of Harun, the cruel ruler, was in power now, and summoned Imam al-Ridha to Khurasan. A sea of grief loomed over Fatima al-Ma'suma and the followers of Imam al-Ridha. It was going to be a difficult journey for the family of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. After a difficult year of separation from her beloved brother, in a narration it states that Imam al-Ridha sent a letter to Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma and followers to join him and to play an important role in propagating Islam beside him. Ma'mun found out about the invitation and ordered an army to stop them, as he was scared of Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma's influence on the people. The caravans reached a town near Qum on their way to Khurasan. Here, they were attacked by the enemies of the family of the Prophet, peace be upon them. Many were martyred and many others were wounded or taken as prisoners. Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma fell ill at the scene, and some say she was poisoned. The people of Qum, which was the center of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, found out about the attack and came for their help and invited them to stay in Qum. After they accepted and reached Qum, all the followers stood outside welcoming her arrival. Not long after settlement, the blessed lady passed away. Thousands of followers attended her funeral with grief. At that moment, two men appeared and prayed the prayer of the dead over her. It was believed, due to their personalities, to be her beloved brother Imam al-Ridha and his son, Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon them. Today stands a magnificent shrine in her remembrance in Qum, and numerous miracles have taken place at the shrine over the centuries. Pilgrims come here for the blessings of the noble lady and are not disappointed. In a narration by Imam al-Sadiq, it says, "A lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in Qum. Whoever visits her will certainly be admitted to heaven."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala